How and why to read the Bible in 12 months. Welcome, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 553, and a recording very near the beginning of January 2025. And I'm talking about how and why to read the Bible in a year as a devotional practice. And although actually the title might be a little bit misleading, it's about how to read the Bible in a year. But really the point is not so much getting through the whole of the Bible, but building a familiarity with Scripture. Not just the bits you read or hear preached frequently, but the parts that you know exist, but might forget about. So last year, 2024, I decided to find a way to have a better feel for Scripture as a whole. And I'd like to tell you how I proceeded this week, and then next week I'll share precisely what I did. But first, let me perhaps remind you of why it's important to have a handle on the whole of Scripture, not just our favourite bits. Today, I'd like to offer briefly 8 reasons to make a plan to become familiar with all of Scripture. Number 1, understanding the fullness of God's revelation. The Bible is God's complete revelation to humanity, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Each bit of it, even the less famous bits, are God-breathed. Each has a purpose for various reasons. So limiting ourselves to well-known passages, it narrows our understanding of who God is and how he works. Number 2, context and depth. Familiarity with the whole Bible helps us understand the context of the passages we already know well. For example, something like John 3:16. It's good. When you read it with an understanding of the rest of Scripture, it brings a much deeper significance to your understanding of that passage. And also, understanding context and depth helps prevent us from misinterpreting or misusing other passages we might read. Number 3, spiritual growth and maturity. Scripture contributes to spiritual growth, doesn't it? Hebrews 5, verses 12 to 14. And it is true that the less famous parts, like genealogies and laws and some of the historical narratives, they often reveal aspects of God's character and his long-term faithfulness that we might otherwise overlook. So it's important to read the difficult parts, stretch our faith. That fosters maturity. Number 4, a balanced understanding of God. See, focusing only on the famous passages might lead to an incomplete or a skewed view of God. Psalms reveal God's compassion, but books like Leviticus and Habakkuk show his holiness and his justice, and we need the whole picture. Number 5, equipping for life's challenges. Life is complex, in case you hadn't already noticed, and it needs wisdom that goes beyond a handful of familiar passages. So the wisdom of Proverbs, the raw emotions of Lamentations, or the perseverance in Job prepare us for our own diverse experiences and trials coming to a life near you at any time soon. 6, ability to teach and share. We're called to make disciples and teach others, right? Matthew 28:19-20. We need a broad knowledge of Scripture to be able to do that so that we can answer questions, address doubts, and share the gospel in a deeper way. Number 7, protection against error. Knowing all the Scripture guards against false teaching, like in Acts 20, verses 29 and 30. A broader understanding helps us to discern truth from error and remain grounded in sound doctrine. And lastly, number 8, discovering hidden gems. Those less famous parts of Scripture often hold treasures that speak to us in unexpected ways. Stories like Abigail's wisdom in 1 Samuel 25 or Hagar's encounter with God in Genesis 16. They give us profound lessons about God's care and our response to him. So, which of my 8 reasons resonates the most? How could it motivate you to develop a plan to get to know the entirety of Scripture better? I've put some suggestions in the show notes. Next time, I'll share some specific things I did in 2024 that helped me to develop greater familiarity with Scripture as a whole. Till then, take care and God bless.